We just read the parsha of Mishpatim. The Torah started, Ve'ela ha-Mishpatim asher tosim lifneihem. Hashem says to Moshe, these are the rules and regulations that you should place before Klal Yisrael. And Rashi HaKadosh right away asked the question, it could have just said Eila HaMishpotim. Why does it say Ve'Eila with a Vav? Comes to teach us that just like these were said in Sinai, also everything else was said in Sinai. That means all the mitzvahs that are in the Torah, all the mitzvahs that say and all the mitzvahs loisa say, everything, the raises, the rabbonons, everything is rooted in Har Sinai. And right after that, the Torah starts off with Kisikna Eved Ivri. And we must ask ourselves this question. Why does the Torah start off with an Eved Ivri? I would think it should have started off with a V'haftal Re'achu Kamoicha Zeklar Godel Batoira. Why dafka with an Eved Ivri? And I think that there is a very, very important message over here that the Torah is trying to convey in order to make it possible for us to be able to fulfill all the mitzvahs that were set on Sinai. The Torah says, an Eved Ivri went ahead. He did an Aveira. He stole. He went against the commandment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He heard at Har Sinai, you're not supposed to steal. But it never was internalized in the depths of his heart. He heard, his ears heard, but it didn't have an impact on him. So we see over here that in order for a person to be able to fulfill Tayag Mitzvahs, it is impossible to do that without first accepting and committing yourself to do so. That means that one has to declare himself into an Eved Hashem. Once a person views himself as an Eved Hashem, he understands that he is here for one purpose, is to serve Hashem. So then, everything that he is confronted with, he has clarity what he's supposed to do, because he's an Eved Hashem. When we take out a Sefer Torah from the Aron HaKodesh, what do? We say, Brich Shemei. And we pledge our allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say, Ana Avda de Kutche Baruch Hu. I am a servant of Kutche Baruch Hu. What does it mean, I am a servant? When a person is an Eved, then you do everything that Hashem commands you to do. No questions asked. To everything, you say, Yes, Your Highness. Think about Yaakov Avinu. He says, I'm loving Garti. The Tayag Mitzvah Shemarti. How could you live with loving? How could you live in such a world in which we live in and keep Tayag Mitzvahs? But Yaakov Avinu was able to keep Tayag Mitzvahs. How did he do that? Because Yaakov Avinu saw himself as an Eved Hashem. And he was grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. So he was willing to surrender himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what comes out is that everything that it says in Parashas Mishpatim is really irrelevant till we're able to identify ourselves and know who we are. Once I know I'm an Eved, then it's easy to serve Hashem. And this is what we say in Hallel. Ona Hashem kani avdecha. I am your servant, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So when we think about it, why did the Eved Ivri sin in the first place? He sinned because he was serving his own selfish interests, not Hashem. He was an Eved to himself, to his desires, to his ritzinus. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. To me you are b'nei Yisrael avodim. Avodahim. Asher tzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. You are my servants who I took out of Mitzrayim. So we have to understand that we are here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we need to do it for loy al manas l'kabel pras. Because once we are serving Hashem al manas l'kabel pras in order to get a reward, then really we have reversed the roles. Instead of us giving Hashem and serving Hashem, we want Hashem to give us and to serve us. But an Eved doesn't ask from his master. An Eved serves his master. And why do I want to be an Eved Hashem? And we stop to think it's because I owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, I can never properly repay HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the kindness and everything that he does for me, for everything that I receive from him constantly. And here I come ahead and I want to ask Hashem for more. I haven't even paid back what I received till now. Avdus means to surrender. I surrender my will for your will, Hashem. And then to the extent that we surrender our will to Hashem, to that extent, it becomes easier for us to do Hashem's will. So when we look at this, Avdus is a form of Ein Oid Melvadoi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is my priority in life. I'm always thinking about him. I'm always thinking how to better serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I make sure that there is no conflict of interest between my service of Hashem and my service for myself. And this is the big challenge that we face throughout our life. Am I going to serve my interests or am I going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interest? And why should I listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if I don't understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me? How do I observe Chukim? The answer is I'm an Eved. An Eved doesn't have to understand everything. Who says he has to understand everything? An Eved is mevatel his das. He forgoes his opinion. He gives up being the boss. And he allows himself to be bossed. He doesn't give instruction, he takes instruction. Whatever the Torah says, that's what I do. Why do I do it? Because I'm an Eved. When we think about it, every bracha that we say every single time, we're really declaring our avdus. We say, Ata Hashem Elokeinu, Melech Olam, you're the king of the world. We're pledging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether we realize it or not, that we are avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we internalize this message over here, we understand that the only way a Yid can become an Oyved Hashem is only after he becomes an Eved Hashem. And that's what we need to try to work on. And that's why we bore the ear of this Eved Ivri, Oizen Sheshama, this ear that heard Sinai Le Signoiv, V'Holach, V'Gonav, and he went ahead and he stole. How's that shaykh? And then if you go ahead and if he sells himself for a servant, again, his ear was born. Oh, he's the Shoshamal Arsina, Kalibana Yisrael Avodim. To me, you are Avodim. And the Vahalach Lakan Adon, Lads, right now he goes ahead and purchases an oven for himself. So therefore, Tirtze. And this is what the Eibishter said when he skipped over the houses of Klal Yisrael at the time of Makkos Bechoros, when they put blood on the doorposts. And this is why we bore his ear by the doorpost. Because at that time, Hashem Yisborach showed us, Keli b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodahem l'avodim l'avodim. So what is this message over here? The message is right from the get-go. Ve'elam mishpotim, these are the mishpotim. But you want to know how you're going to be able to do these mishpotim. It may seem like a mountain to you. How are you going to fulfill 613 mitzvahs? It's not a problem. Once you go ahead and release yourself from yourself, and once you become an eved internally, so from becoming an eved Hashem, one can become an oved Hashem.